But Wayne's actually been in before, and Wayne's back.
Wayne's been with us for a little while here, and one of the things that we like to do when it is a service that maybe some people aren't that familiar with, we like to give you an opportunity to find out more. And one of the things we do say, Wayne, when we talk about the services you provide, is one of our little catchphrases here is, you know, when those best laid plans don't always end up going the way that you expect, that's kind of where what you do can come in. So I guess, why don't we kind of start there? For those that aren't familiar with the services that you provide, what exactly is it that you do?
Okay. Well, there's basically four areas of retirement that I cover. And I only work with people that are retired. People that are soon to be retired or people that are retired. I do have younger clients, but they're always the kids of the clients that I have. And the four areas that I cover are retirement income, making sure they have positive capital growth in their investments, security, and enough money for emergencies. That's kind of a big deal right now. I cover final expenses for either burial, taxes, or gifts. And I'm not talking about million-dollar policies or $100,000 policies when you're retired. I'm talking about burial funds, making sure the kids can get up here, that people have enough money for that. Mm-hmm. I cover medical expenses. I go over Medicare A and B with my clients, make sure they understand all the new law changes, because it seems like every day there's a new one. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the new Medicare Part C and Part D programs, I go over those as well. And then the final area, which is the biggest area that I cover, and when I look at it, it's the number one reason people are failing in financial planning is long-term care. And you know, I had a client call me the other day, because I usually say it's around $200 a day, and she said, no, Wayne, it's $300 a day. So I went and checked it out, and it went up just this year.
Now, you know, you advertise here with us, and we talk a lot about what you do, but, you know, you, in a way, you are talking to our age group, because my mom's 73, your mother's a little older than that. You know, we need to be cognizant, as you know, I hate to do this, but middle-aged guys like we are, it's important for us to be in touch with this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, at all times, I try to get the kids of my clients involved. I know for me, if I were to come home and said, hey, you know, I did all, my mom would say, hey, I did all this financial planning and whatnot, I would raise my eyebrow and say, what did you do? So I always get the kids involved and make sure they know.
One of the things that when we talked to you last a while back, the statement kind of came out that it's at the point where at a certain point it's almost too late. That if you start thinking about that, if you start thinking about it at a certain age, it's already late and you've kind of missed the boat. What do you mean by that? What do we need to be aware of?
Well, when you talk about long-term care, it's a premium. It's an insurance premium. And, you know, the older you get, the more expensive you're going to get. So, you know, you need to buy in at a younger age to really lock in those lower prices.
Kind of like life insurance at our age.
Exactly. Yeah, very important.
At retirement and into retirement, your job really strikes me as more of like the safety net for the people that have reached that part of their lives. Is that a safe way of putting it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, when people are working and they're coming up, they're trying to make money. Make money, mm-hmm. Save, invest. My job really is, when I take over, is to protect the money. And I always tell my clients, I said, I'm not going to make you a millionaire, but my job is to protect your money.
We are getting to an interesting stage as humans that we are actually now outliving our money in some instances.
Yeah.
It's a great problem to have, I guess, if you like living, but
yeah, I suppose,
that's one thing that I'm sure you have to deal with quite a bit, is to make sure that people kind of keep an eye on where they are at all times.
Sure. And we have products that, you know, that can never run out of money. Our annuity is the guaranteed income for life, no matter how long you live. So no matter how long you live, if you have money and you turn it into a stream of income, it's always going to be there. You can never outlive it.
How's that work?
Well, it's an annuity that we annuitize. Say you had $100,000, okay, and you wanted to turn that into a monthly income. Well, we have it on there that it can never run out.
Okay.
You'll always have that income, no matter what.
Which, again, you know, when you bring the families in there, that's comforting for a guy like me,
sure,
who knows that mom is retired now, and you know, the whole, you hear the term fixed income a lot.
Yep.
And that's kind of what you're talking about then.
Yep. People are on a fixed income. You know, they get their Social Security, they get their pension, and then, of course, they have whatever investments that they have coming up. on, you know, we talk about market volatility, you know, unfortunately, I've had clients that have had investments out there, they've lost 40 or 50%. They can't go and get that money back.
Right.
You know, the clients that were with me that had their money in fixed and guaranteed didn't lose a penny through all this, not 1 cent.
Who are we really talking about here? What I'm sensing here is when you get to a certain, when you get a person that's at retirement age, many of them have already kind of laid out some things, but you're really still talking about doing things that maybe they hadn't considered or whatnot. Who is really the, I guess, the ideal client?
Well, I like to get them right when, right around 62. And it doesn't matter. I have clients that have hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I have clients that are just above Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So there's really a broad range there.
And, of course, families, then, that if they are curious, they can ask for more information and find out as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I try to get the families involved.
Well, the nice thing about it, as you hear in the ads every time, that cell phone number we give out is just that. You know, it's with you all the time.
Yeah, and it rains, too.
Well, we've told them to call you, you know, so I'm hoping that they paid attention here. But, you know, like you said, I mean, the number one thing that you want to stress here, I'm sure, and the number one thing I want to leave people with is, don't take our word for it. Take yours. Give you a call, and you know, if you lay it out and they're not interested, well, so be it. But at least, you know, at least find out.
Yeah, I'd say I see five people a day. Out of those five people, I can probably help about two. The three that I do, I just give them good information, and all I ask for them is that they don't keep me a secret.
Well, there you have it, and you'll be hearing more about and hopefully from Wayne in the days, months, weeks to come. Yep. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Oh, next month, we're going to be starting a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association, and you'll see me out in front of the store, and, you know, be raising money for that program. So.